You're listening to SBS News.
Despite recording no new cases today, South Australia is on lookout after a man infected with coronavirus breached quarantine. South Australia Health issued an urgent COVID-19 alert after the man in his 30s visited a range of locations. He is a casual contact of another infectious case from the English Language Institute at Flinders University's Sturt campus. Three people at the language school have tested positive. Chief Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says anyone who attended the four high-risk locations during the listed times should get tested, even if they have no symptoms, and quarantine until they get a result.
Flinders University Sturt campus. The timing is from the 13th of November to the 28th of November. The next venue of concern is the Big W Brickworks at Torrensville. And these next three are specifically Sunday the 22nd of November. The next site is the Foodland at Norwood. The timing is 1:20 p.m. until 2 p.m. Kmart at Carralta Park, 2:45 p.m. till 3:10 p.m.
Meanwhile, Victoria is celebrating 30 days with no new coronavirus infections. Health authorities say 28 days with no new infections means the virus has been eliminated from the community, given that period represents two 14-day incubation periods. Victoria's milestone means other states will begin welcoming travellers from the state once more. New South Wales lifted restrictions for Victorian travellers on Monday, while Queensland and South Australia will open their borders from December 1st. New South Wales marked 22 days without a locally acquired case of COVID-19, but authorities remain concerned about undetected virus transmission. Dr. Michael Douglas from New South Wales Health is urging residents to follow physical distancing measures as people seek refuge from the heatwave hitting the state.
With temperatures expected to remain very high across the state in the coming days, New South Wales Health continues to urge people who can cool their own home through a combination of fans, air conditioning, closed blinds, to do so and stay at home. This is so physical distancing in other indoor spaces where people may seek respite from the heat is not compromised. People going to the beach or to the pool should keep 1.5 metres away from anyone other than those in their own household.
The New South Wales government is launching a new tourism campaign to encourage people to visit regional parts of the state. Musicians Amy Shark, Guy Sebastian and Troy Cassadaly have been recruited to promote the campaign for road trips across the state. The state's tourism minister, Stuart Ayres, says the campaign hopes to build on the gains experienced so far, with holiday accommodation fully booked in the state in recent months. And the Queensland government has launched its own tourism campaign aimed at reaching 8.3 million people in New South Wales and Victoria. Treasurer Cameron Dick is due to hand down his budget on Tuesday, with the Good to Go tourism campaign getting a boost down south to help bring more tourist dollars to the state. Mr. Dick says the budget is designed to pull the state out of the recession caused by coronavirus.
Of course, our tourism industry has borne the brunt. They've suffered the most, really, as a consequence of COVID-19. So, as a government, we'll be locking in our $74 million commitment to support the Queensland tourism industry. And as part of that, we'll be initiating a new campaign, a new ad campaign to welcome visitors from around Australia, particularly New South Wales and Victoria, telling them Queensland is good to go and it is the place to come for a holiday.
Western Australia is now the only state or territory with closed borders to Victoria and no plan to reopen them. Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan expects to receive updated advice on reopening its borders to Victoria and New South Wales this week, as both states continue to stack up more days without a locally acquired COVID-19 case. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.